Hey, welcome to Intentional Living today, live from our studios in Tucson, Arizona. Tragedy in Texas. And I'll get to that in just a moment. I want to make a comment, and then we're going to pray for the families. But during this half hour from Intentional Living, we want to focus on talking about finances and God's intention for finances in our life. And it's one of what we call the five essentials around here. It's the stuff of life. It happens to be that the medium of exchange in our culture is, pieces of paper with pictures of dead presidents on them. You know, that's the money, how we exchange things. It's just the way we do things in our culture. But now with inflation and the impact on the economy and rising costs and rising interest rates, there's a lot of stress going on in our culture today, a lot of stress in our homes. And as Christians, followers of Christ, we've been commanded about how to manage our finances. And I would love to have this be a community experience today by opening the phone lines and asking you to participate and help me out. I have several practical thoughts I want to share on helping you all with the finances, but I'd love to have you join us. If you have one practical thing that's helped you in your family, in your life, with money, with budget, a decision you've made, one thing that you're doing that's very practical, would you help me out? Tell me what that one thing is. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the number. And I hope you would call and join in the discussion today. And when you do, Stephen can remind you how you can receive the one thing wristband when you do. So, anyway, 888-888-1717 is the phone number. Well, we know yesterday, tragic day again in America with the shooting at the school in Texas. Last report I heard, 19 children deceased, two teachers, and several injured. And it's just unbelievable. And I think those who are closer and closer to that tragedy in terms of knowing people, having been through these kind of tragedies in your own life, you feel it even more personally and intensely. But all of us as a nation, we're hurting. And so today, I just want you to know from Intentional Living that we're praying for you all. We care for you. We want the best for you. And we need to be praying for the families that are being directly affected. I was asked this morning about children and what should we be telling our children during a time like this. I think it's important to understand we need to limit the news. Don't focus on all the details. But as this comes up, to be able to help our children see God's intention for our life, now more than ever, the power of intentional living. Our children need to know that God has a purpose for them, God loves them, God cares for them. You need to answer their questions humbly and age-appropriate-wise, and love your family, and just remember, this is an opportunity to help train and grow your family the way God intends. And of course, our hearts continue to break for those who have been so affected. In fact, Lord, we ask you to bless those families, protect those families, bring calm to the community, to the law enforcement, to the families that have been directly affected, to the teachers, to the school, to the administrators. And we ask that your spirit would move not only through this community, but around the world to draw people to you today, in Christ's name. Well, we continue today talking about issues of life and how we can be intentional with the things that matter in our life. And today we're talking about finances. And I'd love to have you join in with one thing you're doing in your marriage, in your family, your personal life, that's helped you during these difficult times with inflation and rising interest rates and so on, with the impact on the economy. 888-888-1717. Let's start with Melissa from New Mexico. Go right ahead.
We're in our 11th year of marriage, and in the beginning it was a struggle. We were blessed with income, so it wasn't about meeting the means. It was, I was the saver head, and he was the, if I have it, I should use it because I can't take it with me head. We battled because I wanted to save and he wanted the things that he wanted. But I'm proud to say today there is no strife in our life because of finances. A lot of people disagree with two bank accounts, but we met active duty military, so we had a lot of TDYs and deployments. And in our marriage, we kept our separate bank accounts, but each one had a responsibility so that nobody was trying to write all the bills, because we never knew who was going to have to be on the road away from home next. And then when there's something that we need, he'll come to me and say, can we afford it? And when I tell him no, he accepts it. And then it motivates him to save out of his budget, if you will. Mm. And then we come together. He doesn't know how much I'm saving. And we come together and say, can we afford it? And then at that time, normally we can. Because we've both, it's something that you're both passionate about. You both, it's a common goal you both want. And so nobody feels restricted, but more empowered, whether it be the family vacation or maintenance that's needing to be done, or, you know, just whatever it is, we're able to do it together.
That's great. Thank you, Melissa. Two things you're doing that were on my list. One is you have agreement. You and your spouse have an agreement. You don't spend unless you talk. In other words, you're not just pulling out the credit card and saying, hey, I want this. I think it's something that's nice. I'm going to go spend on it. But we communicate. And if we don't agree, we come to some agreement. I think that's powerful. Couples get into trouble when there's a lack of agreement or when there's no limits put in place. And this is true in business. It's true in our nation. We see that today. It's true in families. We can't violate basic laws of math and economic laws and expect to be successful in this area of life. Bottom line. And I think sometimes we dig a hole and bury ourselves, and then we want God to rescue us. Now, he's capable of doing that, but the fact is sometimes God lets us sit in our hole for a while to learn some lessons. And you know what? Frankly, I'd rather not have to sit in the hole at all. And so following some basic principles of finance can be powerful in your life and in your family. One thing that's helping you during this time of inflation, economic stress, one thing that's helping you, what is it? 888-888-1717 is the number. When you call, Stephen can tell you how you can get connected with our One Thing wristband. We'd love to send it to you. And the reason is because I want you to make a commitment to yourself, in this case on finances, to say for the next 30 days, here's one thing that I'm committing to with our money that I think will bring glory to God and benefit to us. And the One Thing wristband is just a physical reminder of it every day. So he'll tell you how you can get that. 888-888-1717. Gino tells me we're on Facebook Live, so welcome. You're welcome to post your thoughts here or call 888-888-1717 to join me on the air. Let's go to, let me see, line, oh, we're not ready yet to go to line one. There we go. Line one in Texas. Hi, Esther. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing on finances?
Well, I think what has always helped us is we have made it a point not to accumulate debt. And if we've had to, because of large purchases, paid those debts off as soon as possible, just throwing large sums of extra money when we have it to not have that debt accumulation.
Mm. So how do you handle it when you say you don't want to have debt? Give me an example, something that maybe you've saved up for and now you look back and say, hey, that was a good decision.
Well, even when it came to purchasing vehicles, we drove the vehicles we had as long as possible. Mm-hmm. And if we didn't have enough money to pay for the vehicles, we did, you know, take out a loan. But any extra money that we had, we always threw it to the outstanding balance, so that mm-hmm. way we wouldn't have to carry that for long periods of time. And we just always made it a point, if we needed wanted something, not necessarily needed it, we would save up the money mm-hmm. instead of using credit cards.
You know, I think there's a passage somewhere in Scripture that talks about, oh, no man anything except love, right? Isn't that what it says, Stephen? Pastor Stephen in there? All right. Pastor Stephen gives me the thumbs up. And I think that's a good principle for us, the idea that we're not to get into debt. Now, I know, obviously, if you're buying an appreciating asset, you know, like a home or something, I understand that. But So often people get in debt for things that depreciate. I've never understood why people, I know people will go into debt to buy one of these. I'm holding up a cell phone. Come on now. And and then you have to get a new one every couple of years. In fact, I got a new one a couple of years ago because the one I had before was like one of the big jobs, you know, that, and I remember the guy looking at me saying, you still have one of those? Yeah, but it's paid for. It's paid for. All right. Anyway, you know, Esther, we've been praying for you all in Texas. I know a lot's going on in Texas, and we're praying for a lot of our friends, not only in Texas, but around the country today during this time of great loss. Indeed.
Yes, definitely. Appreciate that. Yeah. Our prayers go out to them all whose lives have changed forever, but God can comfort them.
It's unbelievable. And our hearts go out. I can't imagine these little second, third, and fourth graders and the families. It's just, it's indescribable. And so we continue to pray and pray for our leaders. And frankly, I just pray for the heart of God and the Spirit of God to move across this land. We need a revival, folks. I can start preaching on this. You know, we talk about all the violence and all the it's really the heart of man needs to be radically changed. And we need to be reaching young people. You know, one of the passions of my life right now here at Intentional Living is that parents, grandparents, teachers, coaches, we need to be reaching those that we influence. I may not be able to influence a youth that you can, but to be able to reach a youth and teach them, in our case, we teach them the principles of intentional living, how to make godly decisions, how to develop godly habits, and how to declutter your life with the kinds of stuff that gets you into the ditches of life. And so we need to pray for those going through these tragedies and pray for a revival in this land. All right, back to the mundane. We're talking about money today. It's important, but we're talking about money today. And in particular, how to be intentional with money during this very difficult time in the economy and in our nation and the world. And the question is, what one thing are you doing, one thing with money that's making a difference, that's helped you, that you want to share with someone coming up behind you? 888-888-1717 is the number. Give us a call. Stephen will tell you how to get that one thing wristband, by the way. Take the journey with us. 30 days, one thing, it'll change your life.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
My one thing today is tithing. One of the biggest things that right now I'm struggling the most due to the fact that we've lost our jobs recently. So I guess you could say the little bit of what we are getting is going towards our necessities. Should I say my selfish intention? But technically it's not. It's just our bills. And so we struggle with, should we tie this little small percentage or go towards the bill that we really need, you know? And it's really, really hard, especially when you know that the little bit of money you're only getting is specifically is for that.
You know, you're just being really honest, and as you share that, Myrna, and I think that many people relate, and I tell people, we teach here at Intentional Living 10-10-80, tithing, saving at least 10%, and if you're 25 years old, saving 10% until you're 65 is going to add up. Now, if you're 55, you may need to bump that up a little bit because the time horizon is a little shorter for you. But 10-10-80, basically, tithing, saving 10%, learning to live on the difference, you know, that 80% or 75 or 70 or whatever will change your life. Now, when we think about this, come on, let's be honest. And I know this is not true of every case listening, but we got cell phones, we got cable TV, we've got entertainment, and you start adding up where your money's going. And it's amazing if you take a sheet of paper and just the old-fashioned way, write down where every dime and nickel's going out over a period of, you know, 30 or 60 days and just log it. I mean, write it down. Be honest. Just get honest with yourself. You may be amazed to say, you know, if we just cut that back or eliminated that, that would take care of this problem in our lives financially. It's a decision. It really does. It comes back to making that kind of decision in your life. You know, we're talking about today finances, and I would challenge you because we're all about challenges, 30-day challenges, about the power of one thing. To answer the question of what one thing could you do for the next 30 days with your money, with the money God's allowing you to have, that would make the biggest difference in your life. Do it for 30 days. 30 days. Tithing. Maybe it's 30 days, not going to use a credit card, just going to go on cash, go on the envelope system. Maybe for 30 days, we're going to cut back in these areas of expenses. Whatever it may be that you know, because my guess is you already know what it is, to think about what one thing is it that would make the biggest difference and then do it. All right. Maybe you want to tell us what it is so we can pray with you. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. We're talking about money. Love to have you join in. One thing that's making a difference in your life.
Hey, Dr. Randy. This is Tony from Macon, Georgia. And I'm being intentional with my finances by first making sure that first thing that comes out of my paycheck every pay period is God's money, my tithes to Him. And it seems like no matter how small my check is, when I give God His money first, His share first, there's always just enough to pay the bills and to make it to the next pay period. It's just such a blessing to be able to do that and not really struggle. And that's the one thing that I'm doing.
You know, my prayer for you is that you would find peace in this financial area of your life, no matter how much you make or don't make, or the economy and all the stresses of the economy today, that you would find peace when it comes to your finances. And it comes down to making some just basic decisions in your life. And I know that our hearts and minds have been thinking much about what's been going on in Texas and the loss. And whenever I hear of these tragedies, I'm often reminded of how we can focus on things that seem so much less important. And it's easy for us to think that what matters in our life is consuming things, owning things, controlling things, spending on things, doing things. And it comes back that when we are obedient to what the Scripture teaches and how we live our lives, not with perfection, intentional living is not about perfection. It's about freedom. And when we focus on that, how it can change our life. And that's really the key of what we're talking about here today. Freedom in the financial arena of our life by making the right kind of decision. All right, let's get back to calls. Lori is calling from Kansas. Lori, welcome to the program.
I am young. I'll be 25 in April. And I got married really young. I got married at 19. And I did the finances for our marriage. That's just how my mom taught me. I didn't know anything about, 10, 10, 80. It's just how we did it. We gave 10% to God, 10% to the savings account, and we made do with what we had. My husband worked a really low entry-level job, and I still will tell you it's a miracle of God that we made it, because looking back, I have no clue how we did it. And then, I had a hiccup in my own life. We got divorced, and, that was a really hard blow for me, just because, we had that conversation before we got married. I said, this is a covenant with God, and, I don't believe in divorce, and it just got too much. And we ended up getting divorced, and, my heart hurting so much towards God, and I was so angry at God. It got really dark, and, in this past year, I came back to the church, and then, I broke down to my pastor, and I was just like, I feel like I'm so overwhelmed and I don't know what to do. And he's like, look, I know you used to tithe. He's like, you used to tithe every month, put it in God's hands, give 10%, you can't do it by yourself. So, and so my daughter is 4. So she gave her 10% of all her little piggy bank, and, I paid my tithes. And, in the past month, I've gotten 2 new job offers, and we got a house bid accepted, so we're moving in just a matter of months from when we paid tithes again. Like, so many things are coming back together, and it feels like, we're coming back into the light. It just works. It just happens.
All right. Thank you, Lori. Appreciate it. Trusting God, making those steps, making a decision, then following through. We got Rick on the line in Michigan. Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Doing good, Randy.
Good. Sounds like you want to talk about tithing as well. Go right ahead.
when my wife and I got married 38 years ago, she did not have any concept of tithing. I had been raised with that. And once she was able to understand the biblical foundation of tithing, and we started tithing regularly, the Lord started really blessing our finances. And then we decided that we were going to only make one payment a month. And that payment a month was what our total bills were at that time. And we continued to make that one payment a month. Even if we paid a bill off, that money went to another bill, and we lived on what was left over. And by doing that, I was able to retire at 62 and a half and have a fair debt-free life. And it was a hard discipline to get used to because we live in a I want it now society. But once you learn that discipline, there's such a freedom and not having to worry about the bills.
Now, when you say you had one payment at a time, in other words, you'd borrow something for one thing and then pay it off before you do anything else. Is that what you're saying?
No, we would, let's say our total bills, you know, house payment, everything was, $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
If we got a bill paid off, we still paid on our bills $1,000 a month.
Oh, I see.
Just to keep that same amount to help those other bills dwindle even faster.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think if anybody has heard Dave Ramsey, he talks about that snowball effect where you pay off one card and then you take that amount and roll it into the next one. I mean, it's pretty simple, basic math. You know, if you do that, it'll add up pretty quickly. But like you said, you know, you honor God, retired, be able to enjoy life, and that's fantastic. Okay, Rick, thank you for your call today. Appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks, Randy.
Okay, yeah, you're very welcome. Quick break. We'll be back talking about money today on Intentional Living. But one of the things I want to make sure for our kids and grandkids is not only do they make a decision for Christ, but to also help them make decisions like Christ in their lives. That's an excerpt from the teaching this month on resiliency. It's for our members. And if you're a member of Intentional Living, you've received this already by email, both video and audio. And we're getting down near the end of the month, kind of a last call for those of you to come and be a part of Intentional Living to receive the entire teaching on the power of resiliency. And is, by the way, for those who are sharing a gift with the ministry, a single gift this month to help us continue to reach more people. We have a brand new ebook, audio book called Your Salvation is Assured. And we're going to get that to you as well to say thank you for your support. So all you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. When you're there, click on that donate button and we'll get that to you. All right. I think we've got time for a couple more calls here. Let me get Rita on the line in Arizona. Hi, Rita. How you doing?
Hi. Okay.
Good. Appreciate your call. We're talking about finances. What's one thing that's helped you?
Making wise choices on, you know, what areas that I tied in. And because, God has given us so much, and a lot of times we take for granted, you know, what has been given to us,
mm-hmm.
And because, you know, everything has been given to us.
Yeah, it is, and it's an opportunity, like you said, to be wise in making a decision, you know, what should I give to and what shouldn't I give to? You know, because we can't give to everything. And that's always a decision. You know, I look at, we get so many envelopes in the mail. We get a lot of appeals, a lot of needs. My wife, Donna, and I have a big heart. I think her heart's bigger than mine. Sometimes, frankly, I'm more of a head person. She's more of a heart person. But to make a decision of, you know, how do we give? Where do we give? To who? Those are important decisions. And they're prayerful decisions, and they're life-changing decisions. Lives are being impacted as a result of those kinds of decisions in life. So, all right, thank you, Rita. I appreciate that call. Let me see. Let's go to Christina in New Mexico. Go right ahead.
Well, we've been married almost 20 years, and I'm a saver, and my husband is a spender. So that created a lot of issues in the beginning because we didn't know that that was the title of what it was. I just didn't understand why he spent money all the time, and he didn't understand why I kept clutching the purse even tighter. My whole life, you know, I always saved. And I have the ability just to stumble onto good deals. And so when that would happen, my husband would think, well, we have to get it because we may never find a good deal again. And so the Lord just really had to work on both of our hearts with him, learning that he will always provide and that the Lord is the true provider and that he'll always have a good deal somewhere. And for me, it was learning to honor my husband and that I wasn't his mother, that the money was his also, and to not try to control him or control the money. And so that took many years and arguments to get to that point and not be upset.
Mm. But you got there, and that's the point. All right, we're wrapping up the show today on Intentional Living. I want to thank you for all joining me on this topic of finances, which seems rather mundane in light of what's going on in our country today and around the world. Can I encourage you today, as we think about intentional living, we think about what's going on in Ukraine, how families are being so disrupted, and we think of what's happening in parts of Africa, we think what's happening in Texas right here in our own country with so many families that have been tragically affected in the last 24 hours. My encouragement is that you would hold your children and grandchildren close. You and I would be reminded today of the brevity of life. Don't fool yourself. It's brief. In fact, the scripture tells us in Psalm 90, verse 12, it asks this, Lord, teach me to number my days that I may gain a heart after wisdom. So seek wisdom today from what you see in the news for your own life, for your own family, to reach out in love to those around you in need, and pray for those going through this unbelievable, unspeakable tragedy in Texas today. I'm Dr. Randy for our Intentional Living family, for Stephen, for Alex. Thank you for your help today. Gino on our Facebook. Thank you, my friend. And for all of us here, thank you for being a part of Intentional Living, for your prayers and for your support and for being a part of taking this message to the next generation that desperately needs to be reached. What it means to know Christ and to live intentionally for Him. Have a great day. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.